I know it's Arjuna.
Huh?
Arjuna is also Sukandi.
No.
Then there was Ambi-Amba.
The brother of...
Brother.
Brother of Draupadi.
This is Arjuna.
Sukandi also. Bhishma Pitama wanted to give marriage to brothers, but one was dead and one was there, Chitrangad, Vichitravirya, and he conquered Kashi and took three beautiful young ladies. One of them, she wanted to marry another person, but forcibly he took three, and he took in his kingdom, and wanted to marry his brothers. But the first daughter,
Amba,
she told that, I will marry you because you have conquered me, you have taken me. Not any person, because I wanted to marry another king, but forcibly you have taken me. That name was perhaps Amba.
Amba.
And Ambalika and
Ambika.
Ambika. They were married to Vichitravirya, but she went to Parshuram. When Bhishma Pitama refused that I had given word to my father, and my mother Satyavati, I will not marry. Then he went to Parshuram and told that Bhishma Pitama is your disciple. He has taken me forcibly, so I want marry to him. But he is refusing, so make anything, arrangement. He told that, say, you are telling Prabhu, I will tell him to marry. He called Bhishma Pitama, and Bhishma Pitama came, and he ordered that if you had forcibly taken her in the battlefield, then you should marry her. He refused that. I have promised not to marry in my life, so I cannot. Then you'll have to fight with me. Oh yes, I can fight, but I cannot. You have given me life by telling so. And he became ready to fight with him. Parshuram has conquered whole world and slaughtered all the Kshatriyas.
21 times.
So he knew that I am so powerful. So he wanted to conquer, to defeat
Parashuram.
But up till now, Ram has taken that all power which was invested in Parshuram. Because he was
Saktavesh avatar.
And that is why he has killed Kshatriyas 21
times.
But when Ram appeared, skillfully he took all the power which was invested in him. So now he was only Parshu, not Ram. So this fact he did not know. So when there was a fight between Bhishma Pitama and
Parashuram,
Bhishma Pitama was so high class of Vaishnava devotee. Even if anyone, Krishna can come, Krishna cannot defeat him. Krishna will to be conquered, defeated. Because if there is any fight between Krishna and his
bhakta, devotee,
like Yashoda, like Sridham Subal, always Krishna is defeated. But yet, Parshuram was not defeated, but they were equal. So many days, months and months, went on gun battle, but Parashuram could not defeat him. At last Brahma and all other demigods came and told Parashuram that you should stop, don't disturb Bhisham Pitama. You should be merciful to him and don't disturb. Then it was a Sula Nama.
Compromise.
It was compromise. Amba saw that his wishes were not fulfilled. She gave a course, that next birth I will come and I will be the cause to your death. So she came as a younger brother and sister of Draupadi and Dhrishtadyumna. He has the shape of man, but he was
unique.
So he was not a man or woman, both in the middle. And Bhisham Pitama has done promise that if any woman will come,
unique
woman will come, because he was seen like woman. So if any one lady will come, I will not take my weapons and I will not
fight.
So in Mahabharata Yuddha, that Amba came in the shape of Shikhandi. And then when Arjun and Bhisham Pitama was fighting, she began to fight with Bhisham Pitama. And then Bhisham Pitama stopped fighting. And then Arjuna did so many. And at last he left his weapon and went on Sarsajya. Sarsajya, you know?
Bed
of arrow.
He told Duryodhan, I will not fight. I'm so much
wounded.
So I want a cot and bed. Duryodhan became so pleased, happy, and he went and brought so many quills and all these things.
Mattress, so thick and so soft.
Then he told that, I don't need. Call Arjun. Then Arjun was called. Arjun came and he told that, I want some bed, because now it is, sun is in south. I want that sun should be come in north. Then I will give up my
body.
So Arjun at once aimed, and so many arrows came like this, and he took on that bed. Then he told Duryodhan again, I want a pillow. He brought pillow, but he told that, oh, this pillow will not do. Then he told Arjun that, give me a pillow. He made his arrows like such a way that it became like this here. And here he rested. Again he became pleased. Oh, I want some water to drink. Duryodhan told that, say, you have done. Now I will bring water from. He brought water so delicious, sweet. Because he said, this water will not do. Call Arjun, then Arjun came and, oh, can you give me some water? Yes, why not? And he took his arrow and he gave in the earth, and at once a
flow came from mouth.
Came out of
direct
the earth, and it was going on the mouth of
Bhisham Pitama.
Bhisham Pitama. No? Oh, I am now satisfied. When battle was fought, Duryodhan and all were killed, then Maharaj Yudhishthira became so worried. Why you have taken this kingdom only with blood? so much blood. I don't want. And he became knowing. He at once declared that I will give up my body. Then all became unhappy. Krishna took him and came to
Bhishma Pitama.
Bhisham Pitama. At that time, Krishna sat on the bosom of
Bhishma Pitama.
Bhishma Pitama, very near. A Pandav and Draupadi were sitting on the
lotus
feet of Bhisham Pitama. Then Krishna told that you should tell something to satisfy Bhisham Pitama. To Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas, they are so worried. Because they think that we have cut out lakhs and lakhs heads. And due to this, so many widows are now. And now the children will be Bandhu Shankar, you know. And thus whole world will be destroyed. Then Bhisham Pitama, he told Krishna, Bhisham Pitama, that at last you should tell some teachings. When he became ready to tell, Draupadi began to laugh something, a smile in her veil, like this. Because she was daughter-in-law of Bhisham Pitama.
Granddaughter-in-law.
So she was doing like this. Bhisham Pitama at once saw and told, why you are, my dear darling daughter, why you are laughing? Then Krishna told to Draupadi, you can clearly say what you want. She told that, now you are giving so much
advice,
religious courses here. Very good religious things, teachings you are giving. Who is Paramatma, why this battle was done and everything. But where your this knowledge of religion? When my
father was touching
the demons were taking my belts and everything, cloth, and used to make me naked, where those intelligent and these teachings were? He told very gently, darling daughter, at that time I have taken very bad chapati of Duryodhan. Understand you?
Mm-hmm.
I have taken at that time everything given by Duryodhan. And it was so poisonous. It was Vishayana. And I too, at that time, my blood and everything place was of that thing, very bad thing. So my mind was at that time so poisonous. So I forget all this. But now 6 months has been passed, my that blood, place, everything has gone out. Arjun has given so many arrows, so all blood has gone out. And 6 months, everything. I have not taken water, not even anything of Vishai, no one.
Pure.
That is why I am telling. And only I am telling, because Krishna is here and he has prayed for my heart and everything. I have no relation with Duryodhan and any other. I have always saved Pandavas, even in battle. And I have given benediction that you will be victorious. I know that where is Krishna, where is Dharma, the victory is also there. Shambhalika Amba was there. Amba. As a second. So he was in so much favor of Arjun and Krishna. She was also a bhakti. Bhishma Pitamaha was very, very high class of devotee, but Jnani Bhakta. Jiva Goswami has told Bhishma Pitamaha, in Bhishma Pitamaha, some demons were there, entered in. And that is why he suited Krishna here and there. Otherwise he cannot. At that time his bhakti was gone and demons were barking in him. Bhishma Pitamaha was bhakta, but Jnani Bhakta. He knew that if I will give any arrow, Krishna, but he is transcendental. His everything is transcendental. So this arrow
could not touch him.
Only general person will see that I am fighting with him and I am giving pain to him. But actually no. This transcendental. But Bhakta soul sees that, oh, he had not done good. Any devotee of Raj cannot do. Any devotee. So, but yet he has prayed Krishna at that time when he was sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. So many things like Braja. So devotee take him like devotee, pure devotee. But Jnani Bhakta. Krishna has no appetite. Krishna has no pain. Krishna has never be hungry. He is out of death and birth and he is the creator of creators. That is his good, only Jnani Bhakta. But not Madhu Bhakta. Gaur Pramana Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama.
It has been offered.
Opportunity
to you should be offered. It is better. Was superior or Arjun was superior in devotional activities? How?
Because
he was his forefather.
Because as you just explained, Bhishma was Jnani Bhakta.
And he?
And Arjun, he had relationship more intimate in Satyaras with Bhishma than...
And Bhishma was of Patras.
Bhishma is Jnani Bhakta, so there's no prominent ras. Whereas with Arjun.
Anything?
Yes.
He's telling Siddhant?
He's telling Siddhanta, I think. Because Arjun was very near and dear to Krishna and serving in very close ways.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he was servant like Bhishma Pitama.
Like?
Yes. Jnani Bhakta, but. Like servant, darsharas, mixed with gyan, mane aishwarya gyan. Here gyan bhakta means not gyan. They were not impersonalist. They only think that Krishna is
supreme,
supreme God. And he is so powerful, and he is transcendental, no relation, nothing. As Arjun, darsya, but not prominent, sakya prominent. So he was more superior than Bhishma Pitamaha.
Gurudev, are you saying that a devotee's aspiration is more of an indication of his heart than his actions?
But I could not understand. Your language is so high.
That a devotee's aspirations, what he is desiring,
what he wants, is
more of an indication of his heart than his activities.
It may be.
Because Bhishma was acting.
Something interior and something outer.
But Bhishma was acting like shooting arrows and as a jnani, but he was saying so many things about conjugal relation. So you said he was taken.
He's taken, but his activities never seem like Arjun. Never.
Category of devotee, Bhishma Pitama is Jnani Bhakta, and Arjun, Jnani Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta, Premi, Dasa Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, is Premi Bhakta.
Is Premi Bhakta, not Premi, Prematur, like Uddha, is Prematur. Premi Bhakta is
Hanuman,
and
Prem Par Bhakta.
Oh, Prem Par Bhakta. He is more superior than Hanuman, more.
And Bhishma Pitama stage is so low, Jnani Bhakta.
Arjun, to Arjun, Krishna can embrace. Sometimes
they can sleep same bed.
He can serve Arjun because Krishna is
in law,
brother-in-law. Yes. Like Krishna has married his
sister
to him, very near and dear. But
Bhishma
Pitamah cannot embrace him.
Not
he can live, do like this. Arjun can do only at the time when he is seeing universal
form.
Otherwise, no. He can sometimes abuse Krishna, like a brother-in-law, some dilagi hasi ke bol.
Joke. Haan.
But Bhishma Pitamah cannot joke. He will be always great. Hmm.
Srila Gurudev.
Nota vaise gala.
You mentioned that the demons had entered Bhishmadev when the arrows were being shot. But in the Bhagavatam, it's stated that Krishna was experiencing that like kisses. Like
I'm telling because Jiva Goswami has explained Srimad Bhagavatam. He knows more than us. What he has explained, it is true to extent. Because he is authority.
Now only Bolchan Chakrabarti Thakur Bolchan na only Gopi Anjan na only Aligan Kochchan Chumman Kochchan Gulote.
Directly he has not told. Vishwanath Charitamrita Thakur has taken essence. Like gopis told that I want to be here, dear, because dears have so much affection for Krishna. And serving. Clouds are serving. Demigods' wives are serving. But actually, what is the actual position? There were more dear than gopis to Krishna. But they are seeing with love and affection eyes. Oh, they are more superior than us. So they will not be superior. Actually, by the word, it has not been told that like gopis. But Vishwanath Chakrabarti is so expert and always absorbed in gopi bhav that he had taken the meaning that. But Jiva Goswami has told that, oh, demon was in him. So this is the characteristics of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. This grass is so superior than me, that grass it touched by Krishna feet, but I have never been touched. Gopis are telling. So grass will not be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Chatak Parvat in Puri, a heap of sand. And he told, oh, he is Govardhan. And he became so much absorbed. But that was not heap of That was not a Govardhan. We don't see there that. It was for Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told like so, so we have so much honor for that.
So the influence on Bhishma, who I say like when demons entered him or like
Jiva Goswami has told.
So, but is that is the influence of Yoga Maya?
Yes.
On
Bhakta, Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya.
Yes. And also Arjuna in Braj Leela is Gopa.
No, he was not.
Arjuna is not Gopa in Braj Leela.
Yes, he was. So partly Ansh, very little, was in this Arjuna. Very, very little. He wanted to be a gopi. So sometimes in Purans we see Arjun Gopi. You can come and take. What is this?
But he had very little sadhu sangha. Where was his sadhu sangha? You said Dhruva Maharaj had 2-3 minutes, Prahlad Maharaj had 60,000 years, but Chitraketu is superior than all of them. But he
after he was liberated by the teachings of
Shankarsan.
He was always with superior associations. And from lakhs and lakhs years, not only 60,000 years.
So when he met Parvati and Lord Shiva, it was after many, many, many thousands of years.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes, connection with Baldev Prabhu, Shankarsan, association. He knows all the pastimes of Krishna and everything. Always hearing from
him. Isn't the Manjari Pish? Manjari Pish.
Gaur Pramad. We should pray that, O Krishna, please mercifully manage that we will have very pure and advanced association of good Vaishnava. Rasik and Siddhanta.